With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin needs to make changes to forest management if it wants to keep healthy, productive forest land. That's the main takeaway from Wisconsin Green Fire's latest report, Wisconsin's Forests at Risk. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with some of the report contributors.
Wisconsin's forests are faced with a lot of challenges. Invasive species like emerald ash borer are wiping out entire species of trees. Overbrowsing by deer threatens forest productivity. Extreme weather patterns fueled by climate change impacts growth of trees. And the closure of major pulp mills may lead to the selling off of forest land that isn't seen as productive anymore. These are all threats outlined by the Wisconsin Green Fire Report, Wisconsin Forests at Risk. Fred Clark is one of the report contributors and one of the leads of Green Fire's Forest and Public Lands Working Group.
When forest landowners have less ability to develop income from their forest lands, they're more likely to sell those lands. So that's creating stresses in forest ownership that is going to have a lot of impacts on conservation, on wildlife, on clean air, on water, and all the other benefits forests provide.
For as daunting as those challenges seem, Clark says Wisconsin can still be a leader in forest production, but changes need to be made. Things like creating more diverse forests, supporting and expanding the forest products industry, and supporting forest landowners so that land remains forests. Tom Hiddle is chair of the Wisconsin Council on Forestry and has more than 30 years' experience in the forest products industry. He also contributed to the Green Fire Report. Hiddle hopes this report raises awareness and leads to action.
The health of our forests, and that's the one thing that I think that we can agree on, that we all agree on healthy forests. It's just getting the word across to what healthy forests mean, what their values are, and what we need to do to assure that we have healthy forests going forward.
Both Hiddle and Clark stress these issues are not unique to Wisconsin. You can view the Wisconsin Green Fire Report at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Fire did heavy damage to a home in the town of St. Germain. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office says a 911 call came in at 6:44 last night reporting the fire at 1410 State Highway 155. Heavy smoke was seen coming out of the home when emergency personnel arrived, and flames could be seen inside the structure. The homeowner was able to get out before calling 911. Initial investigation showed the fire may have started in the kitchen and spread throughout the house and into the attic. Firefighters from St. Germain, Plum Lake, and Arborvita all responded to the call. A man died in Lincoln County when he was crushed by a skid steer he was working on. A 67-year-old Triple I man was pinned between the boom and frame of the skid steer. The man had been working on the equipment by himself on Friday. He had used a front end loader and a chain to lift the skid steer bucket to perform maintenance. The chain failed and the victim was pinned between the boom and frame of the skid steer. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. An Eagle River woman has been identified as the person killed when a car went off the road and hit a tree. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office says 70-year-old Paula Cope of Eagle River was a passenger in the car which crashed on Highway 17 in Sugar Camp Friday morning. The driver had minor injuries. The Sheriff's Office said icy road conditions contributed to the crash. Wisconsin has lost almost one in five of its newspapers in the past year. The state of newspapers has been dismal for years, and the 2024 figures are grim, as Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
This year alone, 130 newspapers nationwide shut down, according to a report by the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern University. But amid an increasing climate of misinformation and media distrust among some Americans, the news outlets they say they trust the most are community newspapers. Professor Robert Aysen at the University of Wisconsin at Madison says in this polarized climate, where people choose to get their news matters.
It seems less and less that we're willing or able to see things that we may share in common. And that's exacerbated by a media ecosystem where we're not even getting the same information, where we're not even sharing the same basic set of facts.
In the survey, 74% of Americans believe not having a local newspaper would seriously impact their community. Yet more than half of all counties in the U.S. have just one local news outlet or none at all. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The Supreme Court has rejected an appeal from Wisconsin parents who wanted to challenge a school district's guidance for supporting transgender students. The justices, acting Monday in a case from Eau Claire, left in place an appellate ruling dismissing the parents' lawsuit. Parents with the children in Eau Claire Public Schools argued in a lawsuit that the school district's policy violates their constitutional protections for parental rights and religious freedom. 16 Republican-led states had urged the court to take up the parents' case. Lower courts had found that the parents lacked the legal right or standing to sue. The court said no parent presented evidence that the policy affected them or their children. 17 Republican governors and several farm groups are urging Congress to reauthorize the farm bill before the end of the year. But as Harvest Public Media's Jim Meadows reports, that's looking unlikely.
The last five-year farm bill expired in 2023, and a one-year extension ran out as well. Aaron Shire with the National Farmers Union says Congress ought to pull together to pass a new farm bill before adjourning December 20th, but he's pessimistic.
I do think it's much more likely that we get a short-term extension of the 2018 farm bill than we get a five-year farm bill done.
Shire says farmers need a new farm bill now, not next year, to help deal with inflation, catastrophic weather, and rising interest rates. The farm bill also authorizes federal food benefits such as SNAP. I'm Jim Meadows, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.